I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 23rd. The Quincy Board of Registrars of Voters will meet next week to set the new polling places for next year's state election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says there will be some minor changes in polling places. However, there will not be an additional precinct in each ward as initially projected. The polling places are the result of an increase in population, as indicated by the 2020 federal census. Quincy's population rose to almost 102,000, up over 9,000 people since the 2010 census. Crispo initially predicted the creation of six new precincts in the city. However, she says now there will only be some minor changes. Crispo acknowledged that some voters who live on the fringe of a precinct may have to travel further to a voting location. However, she anticipates expanded early and mail-in voting will make it easier for all voters to cast their ballots. A proposal for a new apartment building in West Quincy is raising concerns about traffic impacts. Developer Michael Moore wants to build a five-story, 32-unit building on Willard Street. There are currently two-family homes and a single-family home on the property at 514 to 516 Willard Street. There would also be a 64-space parking garage under the building. Moore made the same proposal several years ago, but withdrew plans after neighbors said it was too close to smaller homes. Since then, Moore purchased more property and moved the proposed new building closer to Willard Street. Neighbors still say the building is too large for the area and will make a bad traffic situation worse. The planning board continued the hearing for 2 months. The development would also need zoning board approval. The new Target store at the new apartment complex at the North Quincy T station will open next month. Target says the store at the Abbey development will open on Sunday, October 24th. The new 40,000 square foot store is completed except for merchandise. This week, the Quincy Board of License Commissioners approved a Starbucks coffee shop to open inside the new Target. The Abbey will be a 610-unit apartment complex in three separate buildings with a 1,500-space parking garage. The first building opened earlier this year, and the second building should be completed by next month. Construction began in 2019. Apartments are all market rate. However, the developer paid $4 million into Quincy's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. The Abbey is named after First Lady Abigail Adams. Robert Gentile, a mobster who for years denied suspicions from authorities that he knew anything about a trove of artwork valued in the millions that was stolen in a 1990 museum heist and remains missing, has died. His attorney, Ryan McGuigan, says Gentile died September 17th after a stroke. He was 85. Investigators had suspected that Gentile may at one time have had in his possession at least some of the artwork taken in March 1990 from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. In that theft, two men showed up at a museum in the overnight hours dressed as police officers. They restrained the security guards and left soon after with 13 pieces from the collection, including works from Rembrandt, Vermeer, and Degas. The art has never been found. Gentile, who had an extensive criminal record and served time in prison, was believed to have connections with those suspected of getting the art after it had been stolen, but he denied he ever had any of the works. But authorities didn't believe him. They said the widow of another mobster said that her husband gave Gentile two of the paintings and that Gentile talked about the stolen art while in prison. In a search of his home that led to his 2013 conviction for illegally selling prescription drugs and possessing guns, silencers, and ammunition, prosecutors said federal agents found a handwritten list of the stolen paintings and their estimated worth, along with a newspaper article about the museum heist a day after it happened. Fans attending Bruins and Celtics games in the upcoming season will need to be vaccinated or provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test. TD Garden announcing the mandate applies to all events, including concerts. The rule applies to fans who are 12 or older. The new rule goes into effect September 30th. That marks the Bruins' first home preseason game of the year. The arena's mask mandate requiring attendees to wear masks at all times will remain in place. An original vaccination card or a digital copy serves as accepted forms of proof for vaccination. Guests 18 and older will be asked to provide ID matching the name on the vaccination card. For negative tests, printouts or digital copies of negative rapid antigen tests will be accepted, but at-home rapid antigen testing will not be accepted. One South Shore town attempted to instill a new mask mandate this week that would require people to wear them in all businesses. As the state continues to grapple with the super contagious Delta variant of COVID-19, however, the measure only lasted about 12 hours due to the amount of pushback Kingston's Board of Health received. The new mandate went into effect 8 o'clock Monday morning, and masks were required in all businesses. It was lifted just hours afterward due to frustration expressed by businesses and residents. Now masks are encouraged but not required. Some said they think leaving masking up to local business owners makes the most sense. Others said they think masks should be mandatory. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 338. The NASDAQ rose 150, and the S&P added 41. World stocks also higher. The dollar and the euro rose. Oil at $75 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox trounce the Mets 12-5. They will host the Yankees tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, scattered showers, warm and humid, high of 80 degrees. For tonight, muggy, low 65. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, maybe some morning showers, then partly cloudy, 74. Partly cloudy, 75 on Sunday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, southeast winds gust to 20 knots at high, and a high tide just after 1:30 this morning. The sun rose at 6:32. It sets at 6:38. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 23rd.